If you have a Bible, you might want to track with me here this morning. It's my privilege to bring the word of the Lord here today, and I'm grateful for this moment. In Ephesians chapter 5, well, whatever's going to happen next Sunday weather-wise is going to happen, but what a great day today is. And they said it's almost a perfect day, and I think that may be true. Amen. Yeah, that's good. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5. I'll break in at verse 15, but I really want verse 16. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time. Let me just read that 16th verse. Making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. I want to draw your attention to two Greek words. The ancient Greeks had two words for the word time. When we say, what time is it? We look at our watches. At least if you're over 40, you look at your watch. There's a difference. But they had two words for time. One was chronos. The other, well, by the way, where we get the word chronological. And the other is kairos. Both are Greek words. They both mean time, but they imply different meanings. And I want to talk to you for a few moments about living in Cairo moments. This is what makes the Christian life so exciting and so interesting. If we are able to pick up on Kairos time and not be stuck just in chronological time. Well, let's just talk for a few moments about Chronos time. If something's chronological, it's clock time. Clock time, that would be the best way to describe it. It's time that can be measured. It can be easily measured. It can be measured in seconds. That would be chronos time. It can be measured in minutes. It could be measured in hours and years. It can be measured. Where chronos is quantitative, kairos, which I'll get to in just a moment, is qualitative. It measures moments, not seconds or not minutes, but moments. A moment where a door opens, a moment where a window opens, a door where a conversation switches around, and you know that you have touched Kairos time and not just Chronos time. It's a numeric time. Numeric time, Chronos, versus divine time. And dear ones here today, if you catch this, you'll have some wonderful moments in your life that when you realize this is really what we're saying is we watch and we anticipate and we stay filled with the Spirit so that we can catch the divine time. That which God is up to. That which the Lord is doing. That's what we seek. Numeric time versus divine time. And to us as believers, although we want to know what time it is, we're more concerned about what God is up to and what his plan is, and if we can pick that up and say, that's a Kairos moment. That's a moment that will affect my life and it's going to direct me in the days ahead. So it's important that we learn how to live a Kairos life in a Chronos world. Where in the business world, just for example, the business world where time we use there would be chronological. You go to work this time, punch in the clock at the other end, catch the ferry home or the bus home, and you go through the thing the next day. There's a meeting the next day. It's listed at 3 o'clock, and you're at that meeting because we're operating in the business world. We're operating in Chronos time. And it has to be, and there's no doubt there's a good reason for it. But the Greeks had this word, kairos, which might be, I suppose, roughly translated as the right moment. The right moment. And you can hardly believe that you got in on it, that you were a part of it, that you sensed what God was doing at that right moment, because it was a kairos moment. It was a divine moment, and everybody knew it was. I have run into people all my life in some setting, and I've met into them, and we both walked away saying, "Wow, I think we were supposed to have done that. That was something that we didn't plan that. God planned that, and we picked up with it, and we ran with it, and we said, oh." And sometimes you even keep in touch with those people because there was a connection that comes around again somewhere else, and said, "I think our paths are going to cross again," and many times they do. So. The right moment. Oh, that we might live for the right moment. So the writer is simply saying, don't be unwise, but be wise, making the best use of the kairos moment. That's the word that's used. The right moment. So kairos then is, as somebody suggested, pregnant time. Pregnant time. Same thing, something's birthing. Something's happening. Was that just a coincidence that we met that? Was that just an accident? Or was there something there in terms of kairos? This pregnant time. You see, it's not quite here yet, but we sense something's perking. So there's some new life coming here. We got some new direction. We'd had a kind of an eternal feeling about that moment, that it was more than what it was. You know, you might have even said, chronologically, we talked for an hour. But spiritually, we talked for days. We just sensed this conversation was happening, right, for a reason. And it was, the time flew by. Why? Because we knew that you were touching another realm, a God moment. So he said, make the best use of that time. Don't miss that. Be alert. Be wide awake. Be watching. Be doing. So, not only is it a pregnant time, but it is the time of possibility. What would be possible if we as a church caught a wave? And whatever happened, we said we were going along chronologically, as it were, doing things, having our meetings, you know, showing up. But then we just sensed that God maybe was leading in a little different direction, and we sense it. And we've had moments like that. And I think many times, because we can get religious, we often maybe sometimes miss the kairos moment, but we don't have to, and God is very gracious towards us. But the time of possibility, what could come out of that? If you go that route, where will that take us? If we go that route, where will it take us? We're not always sure, but we sense it's a time of possibility, and it doesn't stay that way, right? It seems that you can miss the time, maybe so caught up in the chronological that you miss the kairos. And I worry, you know, I worry about that in my own heart, that I don't want to, you know, because we're punching the clock, and we think sometimes that's God in it. Perhaps it could be, but there's that other moment, that moment of possibility. So we often talk about the teachable moment, and that's really what we're talking about here, is just a teachable moment, just a moment that you didn't plan it to be a lesson. You didn't plan it to be this. It just turned out that that's what it was, and it was really remarkable and very enjoyable, just thinking about that, or involving with it. So, and it's the right moment. God, give us more of those right moments. It's an opportune moment. Here's an opportunity to make a difference. Here's an opportunity. If we make the best use of the kairos, then there's this opportune moment that God would direct and show us and encourage us. Haven't you read a book just at the right time? Somebody gave it to you. You know, I've got books. I could actually categorize my books by this way. Books I'd like to read. Books people want me to read. Books that... And then they sometimes, you have to read this. Only they give it to you like it's like a bottle of Scope or something. You really need this. We can get the pastor to read so we can get some life going in this church. Let's give the pastor something to read. If he reads this, so we might go somewhere. not much hope if he doesn't read it. So I got these books that people give. You just have to read this. Oh, it's so anointed. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But these are the kind of things that you have these books. But here's the interesting. You put that book on a shelf somewhere and hope they don't remember. But oddly enough, a year later, 6 months later, you pick it up and it's living and alive and fresh. You can't believe you didn't like it. You know what I'm talking about? You just can't believe that that's the book that you really like now. You didn't like it. I mean, it didn't catch your imagination whatsoever. There doesn't seem to be a Kairos moment at all when they gave you the book. But later you read it, and it was like it was just for you. I think because it wasn't meant for that time, although that person wanted it to be. It was meant for this time when I was different, and I was in a different space. And so we walk, we pick that up and we go with that. But it can be missed as well. So, from a ministry perspective, not a business world or that's not that setting, but from a ministry perspective, Kairos, it's the time of God's activity. And that's why the writer writes, talks to us there. He says, be careful how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Just making the best use of all these moments that God would give as we live for him and watch his kingdom unfold and rejoice and wait for him to come for us. So it's a time not just of God's activity, but a time when we sense God may be trying to get your attention. Let me ask that to you this morning. Is this a Kairos moment for you? I don't mean necessarily just this very service, but the time, the season that you're in right now, is this a Kairos moment? Is God trying to get your attention? And better yet, are you listening? Are you listening to this moment so that you don't miss it? This is you want to live in that time. And that time when we sense God may be trying to get my attention. But where we anticipate, and I think that's the right word, I like that word, anticipate. We anticipate that he may be up to something. That God may be up to something. Now, what could be more pleasant to the ears and to the senses than the thought that he's not just high and lifted up on his throne, but he's up to something. I've heard some people say in their church that they just ever had a sense that God was on the move. God was on the move. Well, if he's on the move, I want to know, I want to be a part of that, don't you? In our church, if there is a Kairos moment, this divine thing happening for us, that we don't want to miss it. We want to be a part of it and to trust the Lord for it because we say, yes, God is up to something. Now, in a sense, you say, isn't he always up to something? He's the creative God. Yes, I guess in some ways he is. But there are moments, and everybody knows that there were seasons where there was a spirit of revival, seasons where there was times of repentance, seasons when they were, right? There's just, it's not always the same. Sometimes there's high activity, sometimes there's low activity, and we're conscious of that and we're aware of that. But even as human beings, I think that all of our growth happens in Kairos moments. Just those moments where you decided to take that course. You weren't planning, but you took it, and it really led to this and to this and to this and to that. Right? Or you did this, and you were amazed at how it was. But I think most of the productive things in our church is when we sense something had kind of been dropped in our lap. I think even Alpha, I can remember being a little wary of Alpha because I didn't know what it was really about. And then when we saw it, we said, click. And we said, no, this is good. This is something that I think that fits us. And I think that's been proven. So we look for these growth moments because it's our best growing time. You know, we're going to try this or do that, and it goes and it meets needs, and it's fresh, and it's because it's a Kairos moment. So I was thinking, how many Kairos moments did Jesus find himself in? Every day, it seemed like. As he's going along, he's not looking for any of these things. But he was living in the divine moment his whole ministry. For 33 and a half years, he knew what the Father was up to. and which is really encouraging in itself. But he would go to somebody's house, and he was at some gathering, and he's speaking to the Pharisees, and he's doing this and doing that, and they're getting in the boat. I'm sure they dreaded that boat because of all the lessons they could learn down there. No, not the boat. No, don't make us get in the boat, because a storm's going to blow up. There's going to be demons at the other end. It's just a scary time. And Jesus always said, well, let's go to the boat. No, not the boat. That's how I picture it. Because he was going to do, there was always a lesson, right? He taught them a parable, and the next thing he's flung out on the, Peter's walking on the water. It's just really strange moments, but yet the Lord used them. So here is something for you to think about. Do you think that God, even right now, is hovering, and that's a chosen word, hovering over the chaos of your life presently, that he might be calling forth new life? That would be a question for you to ask, for me to ask myself, for you to ask yourself. Is God hovering over the chaos of my life, but he wants to do something a little different, a little fresher, something up to date? And I would say you should really pray about that. Lord, what are you up to in my life? What is it? I don't want to miss it. Don't let me miss it. That is so tragic, isn't it? If there was moments of God's visitation to our own hearts and we were busy and we weren't sensitive at all. I think it's very easy not to be sensitive. I think so much is always happening for everybody. So to capture the Kairos moment, you have to, that's why he says, be alert, be careful, that make use of this time. You know, that this is why the purpose of he's writing it, so we don't miss it. And so to you, I say, I don't want to miss it either. I don't want to miss the next season of my life as well, because I think there's times and seasons, and God is hovering over the whole thing, and he's calling forth life, and it's real, and it's exciting, and it's powerful, and it's beautiful. So the question, what Kairos moment is happening right now in your life that you'd be able to identify and say, you know, I think God is up to something. I sense that this moment is kind of pregnant. It's full of opportunities. It's got possibilities because it's God. And it's not just this dead thing that was the same as it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and we simply wait till we all get a little older and then finally, you know, it's not that. It's that could be that. It could become that. But I don't think God's plan is that there would, nothing is the same. You know, you started coming to the church this year, and 10 years later, you're still here, but there's no, I think there's, God wants to give you all kinds of Kairos moments so that you start seeing how your life could be used in a greater way, in a better way, and that there would be a seasons, and we know it's not always just like that, but it is like this, even though it can be uphill and bumpy from time to time. So, Kairos moments have a lot to do with the Holy Spirit and how he would speak to us. A Kairos moment is a moment of time when the Holy Spirit draws near to do a special work in and through a person or even a group or even a church. It could be that we've noticed that there are certain things happening in the services that we didn't see before, and we wondered if maybe that's what, we need to watch that and pray into that, okay, so we don't miss anything. If that, you know, we start seeing just wonderful times, and we wonder, what is that? Is God doing something? Yeah, he's probably doing something fresh. So I think the Holy Spirit creates, isn't that a good one too? He's creating, this creative God. He creates and he orchestrates Kairos moments. It doesn't come from you. You can't make it happen. Oh, wouldn't that be just like our fleshly ways to try and make a Kairos moment? How do you spell disaster? Because that's how this is going to be, that we try to force something because that's where we wanted to go, and the church was going this way, and the individuals were being touched in certain ways. But the Holy Spirit is the one who creates and he orchestrates wonderful Kairos moments, and we just want to say, that's where we want to make room for the Holy Spirit. We can program him right out of something. I've done that. I didn't mean to, but I did that because I kept my hand on everything that could ever possibly keep your hand on and keep it all safe and keep it all. And I think in the Kairos moment, it's not always safe. It might be, it's different. And there's an emphasis that we pick up on. So, a Kairos moment is God's appointed time to act. I'll give you that again. A Kairos moment is God's appointed time to act. In ministry, a Kairos moment is a moment we invite and we encourage the Lord to do greater things within our hearts. I had a question. I wrote a sentence out. Does he build Kairos moments into every worship service? I think so. I think at least potentially. In any given service where we gather together, if we're open, the problem is we're half sleeping sometimes, and we're not really fully aware of all that's going on around us. But I suspect that there's a Kairos moment in every service where we're just kind of aware that this was a really, really good, because we've always said, it was a really good morning. And what do we mean? We said that the Lord was maybe up to something, and we felt it, and we were touched by it. We were ministered to it. And it was just good, just really, really good. So, Galatians chapter 6. Would you turn to that with me, please? Galatians chapter 6, and look at reading at verse 9 and reading at verse 10. Whoever sows to the Spirit will also from the Spirit reap eternal life. Verse 9, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, kairos, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, especially those who are of the household of faith. But that's this having opportunity. It's that divine moment. As God provides you with a moment that you can do good because God just directed you. You were the right person at the right time. You met that person at the bus stop, or you were over here, or she meets people in the swimming pool. There's just all kinds of Kairos moments, right? You just didn't plan it at all. Next thing, you're surrounded by some people that are very open. And that's just one of the things that the Lord is doing. So, from Galatians 6, the right time, the opportune time, the fullness of time, a time pregnant with destiny, the right time. So as we have, he says, opportunity. Here's a chance. God give, a God thing. Here's a chance to be a blessing. Here's a chance to be used of the Lord. So, it's by faith that allows us to elevate from Kronos time to focus on the Kairos time, and by faith, simply by faith. That's how it happens. Say, Lord, we're just trusting you for this service today. We're trusting you that there will be moments and minutes and times and situations where you would run off with the program, that we didn't plan that. We planned this and this and this, but the Holy Spirit did that and that and that. And I think there's that great moment for us by faith. So in other words, if you don't think anything is going to, you're basically going to get this morning what you thought you were going to get. And same for myself. If I am anticipating nothing, you basically, don't you get nothing? Isn't that what often usually happens? Or at least they're next to nothing. So if I don't expect anyone to get saved, I don't expect anybody to get healed, don't expect anybody to get touched, don't expect no one to get, just have the service. We had the church last week, we have it this week, we have it the week after. Is that kind of environment? There's very little Kairos moments can ever happen. Well, because why? Because there's no moment for it, right? There's just no moment. We've just plugged it up. But if we all came and a level of our faith that allowed us to elevate, to bring it up a notch, but it has to do with anticipation. How easy it would be to lead in the worship if we're anticipating that we're in our pregnant pauses. Before we go into that next song, let's just be a little cautious here. Be a little quiet here so we can see if the Spirit is going to say something. And I don't mean we have to, waiting for it, but we're there, we are, we give it opportunity. God always needs a space Don't you think he needs a space to work? And all we don't have to try. He won't. He'll do all the doing. All we have to do is create an opening. And that's why, for example, if we give people opportunities to receive the Lord. In case somebody is there that needs the Lord and say, would you like to accept Jesus today? And if you would, we would be glad to pray with you. So those are just moments, again, of faith moving it from chronos to kairos. I was thinking of Mark chapter 1. Again, you might just turn there to that. Mark chapter 1. It's funny how precious it becomes. Here it is. I'll go back to verse 14. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, the time is fulfilled. What time? Kairos time. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Boy, these are divine moments. Repent, because he says, and believe in the gospel. But the time is fulfilled. It's a moment that God has provided. I think, would you not agree, we'll have a chance to interact here in just a moment here, but I think that some moments are more valuable than other moments. And in my life, I've had days and days and weeks and maybe even months and months when it didn't seem like there was a lot happening. I was trying to be faithful, you know, be in the Word and pray, but I didn't always. So I'm just conscious. It's like your marriage. Marriages aren't just like this of perfection, right? It's uphill and bumpy. And sometimes there's great things happening, and sometimes there's few things happening, and sometimes I don't think anything's happening, other than the fact that you're being faithful, and that's valuable in itself. But to recognize that some moments are not as valuable as others, but I'll tell you, there are moments that are very, very crucial that you have been there at the right place at the right time. Destinies, even meeting somebody, even meeting a partner. I mean, these are big things, right? You show up at a certain moment, and next thing you're married with 3.2 children in a station wagon, and you say, wow, that really was quite a moment that I met that individual, right? And I think so. So, what can we make of this? Well, there's a prayer that I'm going to lead us in just a moment, but the word that I would give from my heart today is pay attention and take advantage of the kairos moment wherever you can, wherever that you're able to do that. Book of Colossians. Again, these are kairos moments that we're recording here. Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5. Walk in wisdom towards outsiders. Here it is. Making the best use of the kairos, of the moment. And then let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every person. But making the best use of the time, the kairos moment. That is the lesson today, I think, that God's trying to say something to us. I wrote this down, that with chronos, we count our years. So chronologically, I know how old I am, how old some of you are. With kairos, we make our years count. I'll read that again. With chronos, we count our years. Now I'm this old, now I'm that old, this now as it changes. But with kairos, we make our years count. Because at any age, at every moment of your existence, God has kairos moments for you. That you'll be a blessing to somebody, an encouragement to somebody else, and you'll be in the right place. Ever wondered how the people connect with other people? Say, how did they even know each other? Usually it's because of kairos moments. They just were at a conference, or they were here, or they were that. They started up a business, and God was in it big time. And now they have friendships out of that, and they get together. And these are just, Carl, remember when what you did for Joe and that, and all the things, the people and things coming together, because kairos moments happening everywhere. Yeah, Yeah, you might get, we're going to open it in a few seconds here. You might have something to tell us about. But what I'm just saying is that there were just things coming together that were, yes, there was some human element, the chronological element was there, but there was other things. And it was quite remarkable for us to watch it and say, isn't that funny how that, the emphases. And yeah, and even the funeral for Joe, all the people that are still talking about that stuff, because it was that kind of moment, people sensed it. So, here's the prayer. We'll pray it at the end of the session here, and then invite Marcel to come and moderate. Here it is. I'm just going to read it. Lord Jesus, be pleased to build Kairos moments into my life. Enable me to sense them and to flow. Oh, there it is. To flow with what you desire to do through the Holy Spirit in my life. Why not just bow your heart where you are and just spend just a minute or two asking God to somehow put the adventure back into your life that he intended, that you would make the best use of these moments of your life. So just take a moment, and then we'll ask some questions together. But I'm just going to, in my own heart, just here, just this next minute here, I'm just going to ask God that he would do something bigger than me, greater than me. Lord, we thank you for the Kairos moments that divinely orchestrated. And we thank you for the moving of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. We want you to know, Lord, we're open for a new thing. You desire to do a new thing, we're open. And we thank you. Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, best part of the service is this part, at least for me. Last week was so pregnant with possibilities. Go to the phone, or go to the throne before the phone. Are you kidding me? That was worth the price of the admission. The Lord is your. He wants to be your best friend. He will never be second fiddle. Hello, that's great. The whole service was full of stuff like that. It's amazing. Just a flow. But before we do that, or while we're going to do that, where's our sister? I was talking to Elena. Where are you? Right here. Yeah, she's got. God's done something for her, and she asked if she could share it. And I thought, I don't want to miss the, because they know we're not open to anything like this. So this may well be a moment for, let's get a microphone. Oh, man, we got a microphone. Yes, yes. Please.
Thank you. It's not easy for me, but I'm just asking for the Lord to just guide me through that. I just, in the Bible, when we read, there is so many moments in the Bible when Jesus says, when disciples said, how come this happens to people? And Lord says, it's not by their own transgressions, but for the glory of the Lord. And I just want to share my testimony about the power of testimony and the power of the word. The Lord told me that by the power of testimony, the grip of the evil is going to be lifted up from people. So I just wanted to share how wonderful our God is. About 6 months ago, I got an ultrasound, and there is a little gland over here, educational, a little gland over here. It's called thyroid. It's responsible for our metabolism and all the, you know, different things. It's very, very important part of our body. And if it has dysfunction, the whole our body goes out of whack. So I started to gain weight, and I felt very not happy, mood swings and everything else. And I did an ultrasound, and the doctor said that got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is hypothyroid. And I loved the Lord, and I said, Lord, how come it's allowed, you know, you allow that to happen? And he said, wait, I'm going to do something amazing over here. So I go into a doctor, and the doctor says, well, yes, it is, and you're going to have to take medicine for the rest of your life. And I'm like, oh, Lord, please not that. And I had a battle. There is a reality, and there is a supernatural. Like reality, there is a symptoms, and I have it. And the supernatural, I have the Lord who can actually heal me. And I had a choice to dwell on the reality or to dwell on the Lord's wonderful glory for me. So what I did is I went to a doctor and I said, you know what, how about you give me another requisition for another lab test, and I will be back in 6 weeks. Meanwhile, I go to Linda and Gail, and I say, Gail, Linda, there's something going on. We have to pray. So we prayed, and I said, in the name of Jesus, I just rebuke it, and I'm going to just trust you, Lord, that you are the Lord of my life. And he says, and I felt like in the spirit, he says, am I the Lord who can heal you? Am I the God of your life? And I said, yes, I'm going to trust you. Guess what? In 2 weeks, I go to a doctor and another lab test, nothing. It's all great. So when I come to the doctor looked at me, looked at the paper, and he says, I don't understand. I'm like, I do. You might consider me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. So praise the Lord.
Wonderful.
So I do believe whatever you go through, the Lord is powerful to change it.
Yeah, wonderful. Wow. Yeah, no, you can give it to him. No. Now, that was worthwhile you sharing that. Thank you. So worthwhile. And you know, if anybody is ill here, you may want to talk with Elena after the service. Often when people are touched, their faith is just right out the window. And so she's talking right now, but if she gets wind of this, just she may get her to pray with you, and because her faith will be strong. That's good. Darren, do you have anything you want to say to our church? It's a dear friend of Matthew Koji's. I didn't pay him to say that. You want to say that again? Now I embarrass myself. Thank you for the encouragement. What's happening in Kairos Moments for you? Louder, got to hear it. Yes. Yes.
And he's always calling forth life in us. It's us that have to act.
Yes.
We have to turn our face. So when we're doing something, helping other people and stuff like that, we should take a minute and look around and just say, Lord, this is your time to act in my life.
Yeah.
Strength for, this is the time that you call to act.
Wow, good. Yes. He's always willing. It's not, the problem is not at his end. Yes. Did you catch it? We have to connect with him and what he's doing. I don't know if you can all hear that. Yeah. Very good. Somebody else? Yeah, please.
Anyway, I wasn't at home at the time, and my wife, I don't know, she sometimes leans toward these things. Well, next thing I know, I've got an appointment Saturday morning at 9 in the morning. So I'm thinking, well, I got other things I have planned for today. Actually, he was supposed to show up Friday night, he didn't show up. Then he says, call it back, and Saturday morning, I'm really negative about it. I'm just saying, so why did you do this? I got things to do today, da 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 da. She goes, I don't know, let's just come on, be nice to me. So he shows up like 2 hours late, you know, turning into the day, and I just kind of, okay, whatever. Sat down, and as soon as he sat down, it was like the Holy Spirit just whispered and said, just listen and be kind. And all I can tell you is within an hour and a half, he kind of overstayed a little, but within an hour and a half, we were praying with him.
Wow.
And God told us to give him, we didn't buy anything, give him a little bit of money. This guy had come out of drug addiction. He had girlfriend who had an abortion, and it really hit him hard because it was against his will. He didn't want it. There were so many things he shared, and the Lord really, I mean, I should know better. The Lord really spoke to me and said, redeem the time.
Wow, there we are.
This was a moment that it broke into my day. It was an inconvenience, but I didn't give space. I didn't give space initially until the guy was sitting down there.
Yeah, amen. He won't forget that. He will not forget that kindness. I'm sure that's etched in his mind and heart. Yeah. Somebody else? Upstairs, downstairs? Doesn't have to be profound. Yeah, please. Roberta. Yes, yes. And oh, that we'd be patient too on that. Could we get impatient at times? Yeah. Yeah, it's always your time, but it's not always his time. Yeah. Yeah, I know. And he must have, he doesn't tell us why he's not, it's time. You have to just trust him that he's right. John. Yes, amen. I agree. Somebody else? Yeah. Carolyn.
You mentioned earlier I had a couple of opportunities with the people.
if you want to get baptized, she'll be there. It sounds wonderful. Marcella, it's like a pastoral kind of thing, isn't it? Go sit in a hot tub. Pray. Somebody else. Maybe it's you that he wants just to encourage. Encourage us. So, yeah. Yes.
Making a cut. And then just last week, one of my musician friends who's going for an eye surgery, people were wishing well on Facebook, and I just said to him, said, "Send enough prayers on your behalf, Bo." And he wrote back, "Thank you. That is very much appreciated."
Yes. Yes. No, affirming words, right? That's, yeah. No, please, yeah, Kevin.
And I was getting ready to leave, and I felt like I should go to the visitor's table in Coburg or whatever. And I didn't want to because I couldn't talk, but I went over and I managed to say a few things to the guys over there. And the one guy said, don't go anywhere. I want to ask you a little bit more about your movie. Out he works at Paramount, and his boss is the one that distributed the movie Chasing the Dark, and he's the one who came to visit our booth. He's huge friends, he's really cool. But the week before that, just one other example, I went to another church, and this black guy came up to me, and he looked like the singer, lead singer for Black Eyed Peas, with really cool colored rims and funky clothes and everything. And he goes, "Yo, man, I just want to tell you you're really cool." I'm like, thank you. You just got a really cool vibe. And I'm like, man, that's nice. I had a nickel for every time black guy came up and told me that. A nickel. I just said, that's really cool. Thank you so much. And he started talking. And he said, "What do you do?" And travels with Macy Gray, pianist, keyboard player, and he also
No. Yes, and that's the point you're making. Yeah, yeah. It's not just dropping on your lap. Ask. Ask. Well, this is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin, for sharing that. Him and I often get mistaken for being the same guy. Yeah. Yeah, common mistake. It's easy, easy. Marcel, why don't you come up and pray a benediction upon us. But just that somehow, you know how sermons, this thing is gone by 4 o'clock, right? I mean, unless we mix it with faith. So mix this with faith as he's praying over us. Otherwise, it'll just be over by 4, and you won't even remember what it was about unless you incorporate it. So please.
Lord Jesus, once again this week, we come to you, God, and we're just really staggered and in awe of you, Lord. God, you're so good to us, Father. In so many ways. And Lord Jesus, we see, just even as Pastor Owen was talking, you have an amazing plan for our lives. And yes. God, you desire to use us in so many exciting ways. And sometimes I feel just blown away by the fact that I get to be a part of this. Yet, God, so often I can be distracted just by life and by things. And Father, you've got these life-changing, eternal moments, God, that you want me to be a part of and here and there. And God, sometimes I can be distracted and miss those things. And mm-hmm. So, God, I pray mm-hmm. for each one of us, Lord Jesus, that this week would be a week where we're aware, Lord Jesus, a week of awareness of the Holy Spirit's movement and actions, God, whether it be at work, whether it be in the pool, whether it be some salesperson at our door, Lord Jesus, that we would be continually aware of what you're doing and what you want to do here in this moment, God. And Lord, that we would make room, yes. God, for what you want to do, Lord
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
That we would put down those things that maybe would be distracting. Mm. And Lord Jesus, we would jump on those Kairos moments, God. God, you have so much planned for us, and you have so many good things in store for us. And God, what an amazing thing it would be to look back on our lives and just to see all the ways that you used us to make an eternal difference in people's lives, Lord Jesus. We get to be about our Father's business. Oh, what an amazing thing, God. So, Lord, I pray, just allow us to be in the moment with the Holy Spirit's direction. May we be ones that walk in the Spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we invite you outside. I can say that it's nice out there. It's nice out in the patio. So please join us. And thanks for being here this morning. The Lord bless you. See you in the patio.